The rumble you can hear is not my stomach because I've just eaten another delicious Swedish meal. I'm actually on a boat, I think sat above the engine, and I'm on a boat because the police are stopping people driving on some very dangerous roads. 30 centimeters of snow overnight, and the only way to get away from where we were and get back into the city was on this craft here called the Mysing. Sounds like missing, looks like my sing.
It's called cozy, actually.
Oh, is it? Oh, right. I don't even know. What's this Mysing
then? It means cozy.
Oh, cozy. It is cozy. Who are you?
I'm Matilda E. Hansen. I'm a news editor at Svenska Dagbladet in Stockholm.
So you're a news editor, but you're just about to take a very big holiday, I believe.
Well, I'm actually...
Let's not call it a holiday, though.
I'm going on a trip for 3 months to the U.S. On a media transatlantic media fellowship. With CSIS in Washington.
Now, where are you planning on going and what do you want to learn?
I want to learn more about innovative investigative journalism, and especially actually on mobile technology and how they actually work in the newsroom, and how what can I learn from them. So I'm going all over US actually.
Will you be looking at journalistic business models as well?
Yes, I will. We're actually having a project now to put up a paywall, and I want to learn what are the mistakes they made so we won't make it.
Oh, is it worth even doing?
I don't know.
Too late now.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter name?
It's Matilda E. Hansen. So at Matilda E. Hansen.
So are you willing to take any suggestions from people who may be listening in America who can point you in towards the cities where innovation is occurring around journalism, and or maybe around financial models around journalism and publishing?
I would love to. Please contact me.
So tell me, have you looked at data journalism much?
Well, actually, we have a project going on in the newsroom right now, and we've done some quite innovative called Rentekartan, which is where people actually put in how much interest rate they pay. And so people can compare, and it's been quite a useful tool for a lot of readers. So,
what are your feelings about the newspaper industry in general? Let's say the news industry in general.
Well, I think storytelling is the answer. I think people will always listen or read stories. And I think if we can be innovative and really listen to what the readers want to hear or view or read, I think that's the solution. Stories will always survive.
Stories will also always survive. Whether we will pay people to listen to them is another thing, maybe.
Yeah, that's the big question, actually.
I think that I would always have time to invest in somebody whose job is either to deliver me, tell me, give me those stories, but probably more so someone who is going to guarantee that they could archive these stories. And there's something that newspapers have done for a very long time, longer than anybody else, and it's something that we don't think about when it comes to archiving our stories online. How long is this story going to exist on this platform? When we see platforms come and go, can you guarantee this story is going to exist in this form or in a better form for 100 years? I don't know. Maybe that's something you can look for in America.
That's very interesting.
I have a lot of respect for, you know, this cultural archiving that newspapers have done for a long time, but the news organizations have done for a long time, and I'd love to see them carry that over into the digital sphere. Is this just the dreams of an edge case, or is the general public going to want this? Maybe we're going to see a huge shift when Facebook falls over, collapses, accidentally deletes everything. Not that that's probably possible now. What do you think? Are you a big user of social spaces? Do you share stories there?
I do, actually, but I've come to the conclusion, like you do, that I'm quite bored with Facebook right now. So I'm really looking for, and I'm also very fascinated by audio, as you mentioned in the lecture. So I'm actually planning my US trip now, making it more sounds. We'll see what comes out.
I'll give you some tips on some recorders. In the meantime, if you are listening to this, you're in America, and there is anything that you can do to point Matilda in the right place, please connect. And thank you very much for assisting me on my journey to survival.
Thank you.
Is this normal for Sweden?
No.
Is this normal for Stockholm?
No.
I'm glad to hear it. But everything just keeps moving, which is fascinating. And I think that if we were in London right now, we'd probably just be trapped in a bar.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing, but good luck on your journey.
Thank you so much.